fear. Only this fear tasted different, tainted with hate and regret. Against all common sense, I found myself stumbling to the one door I'd refused to approach before tonight. The only indication of the powerful and dark being who resided behind it was a carved minotaur in the center of the wood paneling. With my right hand clutching my ribs, my left rested beside the minotaur as I swayed forward and almost smashed my head on the frame. When I pulled away, there was a streak of crimson left behind, as if I'd marked this door with my energy. Not that I really had energy left to do more than sway on the spot. Lurching dangerously forward once more, the scuffle of the monster echoed close by. With no other option, I dug deep for the strength to lift my hand and knock, only to find the door opening before I even made contact. Cold air rushed around me like a slap in the face, almost waking me up. Almost. In the doorway stood my enemy. But tonight, I needed him. To fight a monster, I needed a monster. Unless he was the one who set it on me in the first place. But still, he was the only warlock strong enough to stop this attack. His cold gaze traced over me, and that perfect face that haunted my dreams grew harder. I opened my mouth to explain, but I had nothing left to give. Swaying forward, I fell, expecting to hit the floor. Instead, strong arms wrapped around me, crushing against the wounds on my side. Even beyond pain, I still felt the weight of his hold.
"Precious,"
he murmured, that one word dripping with fury. Maybe it was my sanity failing with my life, but it didn't sound as if his ire was directed at me, for once.
"Who hurt you?"
Logan Kingston pulled me close, and I knew that this was the defining moment of my existence. He held all the power, and as darkness won its battle and I closed my eyes, I wondered if my enemy would hand me to the beast or save me. Time would reveal all, but it seemed I was out of that. For tonight, at least. Chapter 1. 6 months earlier.
Paisley! Paisley, get your butt down here this instant!
My mom's voice woke me from what was turning out to be an excellent dream. There'd been a bar and dancing, a frenzy of heated bodies. I'd found myself pressed into an alcove by a guy who'd been frequenting my darker thoughts lately. I never saw his face, but I knew it was always the same warlock, built like sin, with a very talented tongue, and, yep, it had been shaping up into an extremely nice dream. These sporadic, spicy dreams had started 2 weeks ago on Boxing Day, the day after my 22nd birthday. That night, I'd been watching my favorite K-drama, and when the head bitch of the storyline took it a step too far, sabotaging the sweetest character on the show, I'd raged and accidentally blew out all the lights in the house. All witches and warlocks had a magical bloom after their 22nd birthday. Mine had been very soon after, and power was racing through my veins, yet somehow still inaccessible in my day-to-day life. There was a rather steep adjustment as magic heated my blood, but at least I finally understood why I'd spent my life desperately trying to ignore the overly affectionate, borderline obsessive way my parents acted around each other. Those of us with magic were filled with passion and fire, and without an outlet, I was stuck in the dream phase.
"Paisley Hallister, you can't possibly still be in bed at this hour."
Mom, having exhausted her full range of patience, was now in my doorway. Yawning, I rubbed my eyes to try to wake myself up. "I'm an adult, Mom," I mumbled, "and I don't work today." I was currently employed at the local skating rink, where I had the honor of pouring drinks and shining shoes. At least the soundtrack was always pumping, and I got free skate hours whenever I wanted, so I couldn't complain. The transition between high school and college had no timeline, and I enjoyed the in-between.
"Brat," Mom muttered, "always with the sass."